look inside Everbank Field. The Jags will be here the next 3 weeks. Three-game homestand to start off December this week. The Indianapolis Colts come to town in week 13. Welcome into the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam. J.P. Shadrick with you. Some breaking news about an hour ago coming up in a couple of weeks, the Week 14 game. The Seahawks and the Jaguars game has been flexed to 4:25 kickoff. It's on Fox. It'll be America's Game of the Week. It'll be right here at Everbank Field. But plenty of business to get to between now and then with the Indianapolis Colts coming to town. And our guest today has a big part in that. Keelan Cole, Jaguars wide receiver, undrafted rookie out of Kentucky Wesleyan in studio. What's up?
None.
Here we go, man. It's
ready to go. Ready to go 13. For the next week.
It's getting deep. It's December. It's a first place football team. It's a fun time around here, right?
Yeah. Hey, we ready to go. We ready to finish out this season with some ups. You know what I'm saying? We just had a down week, but we're going to come around, change it around, and get this thing going again.
That's the thing about this team. Every time there's been a down week, there's been an up week right after it. You've been able to bounce back. Pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we just, you know, you can't win them all, but. You know what I'm saying? That's obviously the goal to do is to win as much as you can.
Let's go to the Leica Mobile call-in line now. We'll grab those headphones so you can hear the calls today. We've got a couple of folks with questions for you. We'll get to some social media questions coming up as well. Richard Graves is with Sky Sports. What's up, Richard?
Hey, JP. Good to speak to you again. Kalen, great to have you on the show as well. I can honestly not remember the last time a Jags game got flexed into the game of the week spot, which pretty much tells you all you need to know about the way you guys have played this season to get to this point in the year. However, does that then make what happened on Sunday all the more frustrating? Because it's great having a 7-4 record. It could easily have been 8-3.
It could have for sure been 8-3, but you know, you can't really control everything. Everything happens for a reason, and maybe that loss was something that we needed to get the wins going again. You know, we want to win out the quarter with 4-0. You know, you never really want to lose anything for sure. But that TV game, I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm excited to play on TV for the first time. So just going to go through the week with good practices and let everything talk for itself on Sunday.
There'll be a lot more eyeballs on the game. That's really the only difference for you guys. That's the only difference. Nothing much changes on the field. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Double coverage. Roger Goodgroves, what's up?
Yeah, hi, guys. So, a heartbreaking loss on Sunday, and the D really got you back into the game at the end. Blake ran well, yet obviously threw that vital interception at the close. So, how do you pick him up after such an ending?
Oh, I mean, he's already up. He's not anybody to really hold anything like that, you know. Like I said, everybody makes mistakes, and I'm sure he's thrown that out the way as soon as he did it, you know. You can't really hold anything like that as a quarterback, and I'm sure he's ready to go for the next one. He's going to learn from that and move on and start throwing some touchdowns and running some touchdowns and everything we got to do to get the win going, you know?
I was going to say, running the touchdowns was the key last week, right?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked everything about it. You know, I like going out there blocking for him, and anything I got to do to get anybody in the touchdown, if it's a lineman, I'm down.
Let's get to another submitted question from the media today from Robert Cottingham of the Mail Online. Of your experience playing at Wembley early this year, how is it different on playing on a pitch and in a stadium that wasn't designed for NFL matches? If you think back, that was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird because it was just mainly the surface. Mm-hmm. So, but we had cleats for that. You know, we had the detachables, so it was really good once I got out there and started feeling it from pregame and stuff like that. I mean, I kind of liked it better because it was a natural grass feeling. So you kind of could get your foot really in the ground and start cutting. You just had to keep your feet underneath you.
Yeah, the first year or two when you go over there, guys are sliding all over the place. Yeah, but that's the adjustment the organization has made over the years, and I think that helps.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's different, but you just got to get used to it.
Let's get a couple social media questions in, starting off on Facebook today. Chris Fisher. Hey, Keelan, week 10 and 12 games have been won and lost in the last few moments. How do you control the pressure knowing that you have seconds to win or lose a game? Playoffs, here we come. Tight games at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in situations like that, as a team, looking around and stuff like that, and just listening to the veterans talk, I feel like we're more relaxed than anything. I don't think we're really up into the crowd or the score or what time's going on. I think we're just more relaxed on play-by-play, knowing what we got to do and trying to execute it.
Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line another time around. Richard Graves, Sky Sports, what's up?
Yeah, Caitlin, I'm just looking at the stretch final five games, starting with the Colts this weekend. There's only two teams in that schedule with a winning record, so it really is all in Jacksonville's own hands, so to speak, right now. But we often hear about the drop-off for rookies in their rookie season because the NFL year is so much longer than the college campaign. You've only played it in three games, so I guess that shouldn't apply to you right now. But where are you at? How do you find the length of the season? And is there a noticeable difference?
I don't really think about the length of the season. You know, I take everything a day at a time. I take it a practice at a time, and I take it a game at a time. I'm don't want to say I'm living the moment, but each moment I'm trying to be the best person I can, best player I can. So that's how I take my day throughout the season, and that's how I feel like I should have did to get through the season. I was already prepping my mind for this, so I'm not really taking anything up on the season, not really hurting in any type of way. I'm just taking it a day at a time.
Yeah, and enjoying it, too. Yeah, I mean, it's your rookie campaign, undrafted player. You made the team. It took you a little bit to kind of get going, I think, on the field, you know, different level of game. Once you found your groove, you started to roll a little bit. Yeah. And you don't want that to stop now,
No,
right?
For sure. I got way more improvement to make, and I'm already focused in on making it. So I just hope that better things come and that we get these wins for the rest of the season.
Back to the Lycan Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves, what's up?
So Alan Hearns has been guiding the receivers, even though he's injured him himself. How does he guide you? What's he do to help?
Like when we're in practice and meetings and stuff like that, it's just a consistent communication thing that we all do. Even with Allen Robinson and everybody else who's out, Shane and Rashad, always make sure that we get all good communication. Or I don't know, we got a group message, so we always talk about what's going on or what happened in the game and stuff like that, and that's just good things that we can take from each other and get better from.
I can only imagine what is in that group message between the receivers.
nothing too extra. Okay. You know, it's mainly football.
Of course. Strictly business, right?
Strictly business.
For sure. Back to social media, Matt Garner asking, hi, Keelan. As a wide receiver myself, I was wondering what drills you recommend to improve separation on routes.
Speed. You got to definitely work on some speed. DBs in the NFL is not slow at all. So if that's the level you want to play on, you got to get that speed ready. But more hips, work on hips to get the separation. That way you can react faster than they do. You know where you're going, they don't. So that's two good tips for you right there.
You can't give away all your secrets.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I got to hold it down.
It'll all come out on film at some point. Another social question, Ben Sterry. Would you say that being undrafted has helped you as a player in a sense that there wasn't pressure, limelight, and high expectations dropped on your shoulders right away?
I'm sure in any situation it probably helps just to be motivated for yourself and just to make sure that you know what you need and you know your goals. But it for sure helped me because I felt like when you start from the bottom, the only thing you want to do is go up, and the only thing you can do is go up. So I feel like that kind of helped me, you know, in a certain way, kind of.
Well, I will say that, I mean, everybody wants to be a guaranteed contract first-round guy, obviously.
For sure. But, I mean, like I said, everything happens for a reason.
That's right, and maybe you'll get that contract one day. Let's go back one more time through the Lycan Mobile call-in line, a third round today, Richard Graves.
Yeah, Ken, you've had 8 receptions over the past 3 games. Talk to us a little bit, if you will, about the learning curve as an NFL pro wide receiver because, like I say, you've got 8 receptions, but, I mean, it was noticeable on Sunday. You were putting yourself in position where if you had the rubber green, you'd have made some bigger plays. Is that a good thing or is it more frustrating for you?
You know, those 8 receptions could have easily been more. You know, that's where the improvement comes from. Just me as a receiver coming in as a rookie and trying to pick up the game in my mind faster. I don't know. Just trying to hurry up and learn things that 4-year veterans already know. You know, trying to get everything I can. That way my process of growth increases faster. I don't want to take this slowly. I want to be the best I can as fast as I can.
Yeah, there's no room. There's no time to wait.
There isn't no time. You know? None at all. Definitely in the position that we are now. We got to get these wins regardless of who's up and who's down.
No doubt. Final question today from Roger Goodgroves. Roger?
So you now have three home games in a row. Is this the key stretch for any postseason aspirations?
Three home games is real good. Definitely considering that we just came off a home win, and it's going to be a new thing that we're starting here. We don't want to lose at home at all. It's something that we can't do, and definitely with these three home games straight, we got to execute on getting those home wins. That way we can be good for the playoffs. But as of the playoff look right now, it's just we're just going to take it a game at a time, and we're just going to handle our business a game at a time.
Win the quarter first. Exactly, Barone has talked to you guys about that, I'm sure. Let's finish with a couple of social questions today. We'll get you out of here, Keelan. Let's go to George Hanton on Facebook. How has it been working with Coach McCardell? Glad to have you on the team. Keep up the great work. How's Keenan?
It's great. It's great. He's been in so many situations as a receiver. He's been up, down. You know, he's been the highest on the team. He's been the average receiver on the team. Not average as in performance, but average as in like he wasn't that
top guy. I'll
let
him know you said that.
He wasn't that top guy, you know. But it's great knowing that he's been there and that he's telling us everything, and the only thing we have to do is listen, rather than I'm sure other coaches that haven't been through as many years he is, 17, maybe more, I don't know, 17 plus years in the NFL, coaching and playing, just is good getting all the information and just absorbing it. That's part of the process of me getting to a higher level faster, because if I listen to everything he's saying, then it'll come into my play eventually.
And it's proof that a guy like you can make it in the league, because I mean, he was like a 12th round pick back when they had those rounds. You know,
exactly. Hey, you gotta learn from it.
That's right. And he stuck around for a long time. Final question on social today, Spencer Vickers staff on Facebook, just a plain straight up question: who is faster, yourself, Corey Grant, or Leonard Fournette? You can be honest.
I'm going to go with Corey.
Corey Grant.
I'm going to go with Corey.
Is this the top speed, or are you talking about acceleration?
There's so many situations, I just wasn't going to break it down like that.
I want to break it down. Let's
honestly
go.
I feel like in different types of races, we all are faster in certain positions.
You can see that. Yeah. If there's traffic, maybe I'll take Fournette because he
definitely
can get through
Fournette.
It, right?
I mean, if it's open field, I'm taking Corey. And if somebody's chasing me, I'm taking me.
You just got to be faster than the guy chasing
exactly,
you, right?
Exactly.
That's how that works. Hey, we've got a special thing here. We get you to sign this football because we'll give it away to one of the folks who submitted a social media question today. We'll give that away a little bit later on for the Lycoming Mobile Jaguars Jam. So there you have it. Keelan Cole signing the football to be given away here live on the air. Thanks for coming in today, man. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck this week. Keelan Cole, Jaguars wide receiver, joining us on the Lycoming Mobile Jaguars Jam.